got the screen experts here.
Picking a contractor can be a big gamble, that's for sure.
not when you're at Rosie on the House. And I don't know if the topic has just hit a nerve or if it's the fact that you say we're unstumpable today. The lines have exploded. I don't know if it's people trying to see if they really can or if they're really interested to talk to our guests. Let's get to our first.
Well, you know what? When I first started my first radio show 25 years ago, as I was leaving the house, my sweet wife Jennifer looked at me and she says, "Now, Rosie, if you don't know the answer, say, 'I don't know.'" Now, why? At that point, we'd been married about 12 years. Why did she think she needed to send me out the door with that kind of encouragement? Why?
Well, now you have all your friends in here, so you can say, "I don't know," but Tom does. Neil and Flagstaff, good morning, sir. Welcome to the program. How can we help you?
Listening on CAF Radio.
Oh, correct. Hey, Rosie. Yep, I am calling from Flagstaff, and I have multiple water leaks underneath the house due to the nice deep freezes that we've had, and I was just curious on shark bites, pipe fittings.
How old is your home, Neil?
It was 1971 it was built.
So we're talking galvanized and or copper plumbing?
Galvanized, copper, and the original homeowner actually used PVC under the house also. So I'm dealing with all three types of pipes.
Have fun.
Yes, it's a nightmare.
I think I heard this morning, y'all's morning temperature this morning was 17.
I had about 7 here. I'm actually outskirts of Flagstaff in Mountain Air. So,
okay, all right.
God bless you.
Well, now the shark bite fittings you're looking at using are they ready? Are they usable for copper and galvanized? The only shark bite fittings I'm familiar with are for the PEX flexible plumbing system.
Actually, the one I picked up from, you know, godforsaken Home Depot.
You know, I only say that because you're going in for one little small part, and it takes you a half hour to walk in, find it, and check out.
Correct. I support local businesses. I prefer like Ace, yeah. Home Co.
You're listening to the right program.
Super. Yeah.
Yes. But I'm just curious. I mean, how well do these actually work?
I know my plumbers all have a pretty good load of them in their truck. They must work pretty well. Any of our panels here have any? Y'all have any experience with shark bite other than with PEX?
I haven't had any experience other than PEX.
PEX, yeah.
We use PEX whenever we can. We'll jump from the copper right into the PEX if we can. We usually exit into if we're coming up where the toilets are somewhere in the trim or the rough out or the trim out stage. We'll come out with copper there, but. PEX is the best thing he could possibly use.
Now, this is kind of a side note to Neil's question on getting his fix, but one of the things we found in the lower valley parts is if you don't do a cathedral-style insulation and you're still doing a blown-in, when they loop the PEX into the attic, it can be above the insulation, create very hot. Being in Sedona, you're much higher elevation. The attic temperatures aren't 150. Do y'all run into any freezing temperatures when you run those lines that you have to get them insulated?
See, we don't run them in the attic. If I had to run them in the attic, they would be insulated. And you could tent them just like you would a fire sprinkler line.
Yeah.
But we don't have any problem there.
You're still coming up through the ground.
Through the ground.
And John Reuter, Assurance Builders of Tucson. What's your experience with PEX plumbing?
We use a product called Wearsbow. You know, some of our plumbers have used that,
okay.
Which is a good product too.
It's the same thing, just a different brand name.
Yeah, just a different
brand name. I've got certified plumbers all over the state, and they come down almost 50-50. About half of them really love PEX, and it's all they do. And the other half are kind of trenched in the old school that, you know, I've done copper for 50 years. I'm going to do copper for another 50 years. So I've got them on both sides of the fence. I respect them both.
Now, is it safe to say for Neil, you know, getting it working and water today is important, but he should probably, if he's got that many different types of materials and leaks, budget for a whole house replumb in the near future?
I would suspect so. And he did say that it was under the plumbing was underneath, right, Neil?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Underneath the house.
That makes it easier. Is there enough clearance underneath the house to crawl underneath there?
Oh, yeah. I got crawl space.
Oh,
excellent.
Nice.
I would jump to PEX at every opportunity you can. And then when you top out, when you're coming out of the toilets and whatnot, and for the sinks and for the water heater, jump to copper at that point.
And you make that conversion right behind the wall at an anchored joint to the stud nearest your exit point of the wall.
Absolutely.
Really makes it look a little bit cleaner, a little bit nicer. There's something about a flexible line coming out to supply a toilet and a lavatory that kind of makes it look...
That's what I was going to ask. Is there any reason other than aesthetically that you do that?
Well, you have these tubes that are flexible coming out of the wall, and they're coming out at different angles, and it looks terrible.
You make the conversion right there at the stud just before you exit the wall. So there you go. All right, we've got time for one more caller, I think, buddy.
We'll at least get it on air. Bob in Tucson, good morning, sir.
Good morning. I've got two problems. I've got a leak in my roof, and it's right at the intake vent for the air conditioning system, and I've had several people look for it, and they can't find it. And it only it leaks occasionally. Also, the house is settled, and I have one door that's about a half an inch out. I would like to get that straightened out.
All right, that's Bob in Tucson. We'll come back after this break and address both of those questions individually. And in the meantime, it's a perfect opportunity for you to get on the line at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you.
On the House Weekly Newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's RosieOnTheHouse.com.